Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily shot of marketing intelligence to keep you ahead of the curve. Today, we're diving deep into the latest moves from Disney and YouTube as they court advertisers in bold new ways, and we'll unpack what these shifts mean for brands, creators, and the future of media. Let's get started. First up, Disney is already gearing up for the Super Bowl, and not just for the game itself, but for a whole year of live event dominance. According to Adweek, Disney's upfront presentation at the Javits Center in New York put the spotlight on a stacked lineup: Super Bowl 61, the College Football Championship, the Grammys, and the Oscars will all land within a six-week window in 2027. Disney isn't just selling ad slots, it's pitching these events as cultural tentpoles that can anchor year-round marketing efforts. The presentation was big on star power, with Anne Hathaway introducing Disney CEO Josh D'Amaro, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell discussing an expanded NFL-Disney relationship, and a halftime show from the Savannah Bananas. Jimmy Kimmel closed things out with his trademark irreverence, joking about the relentless nature of these presentations. On the programming front, Disney revealed that ESPN and Disney will host a week-long fan experience on Santa Monica Beach ahead of the LA Super Bowl, complete with an ESPN beach for studio coverage and free fan activations. Conan O'Brien is set to return as Oscars host, the Grammys will air on ABC and stream on Disney Plus and Hulu, and Disney has secured exclusive rights to the Banana Bowl, a championship event for the viral Savannah Bananas baseball team. There's also news for scripted content. Paul Anthony Kelly joins American Horror Story 13, Rosario Dawson announced Ahsoka Season 2 for 2027, and Hulu is developing a Cleveland Browns series called The Land. Marvel fans got a treat with Robert Downey Jr., Tom Hiddleston, and Paul Bettany teasing Vision Quest and a Pompeii series for National Geographic. The message is clear. In a fragmented media landscape, Disney is betting big on live events and year-round engagement, with Super Bowl 61 as the flagship. Rita Ferro, Disney's global ads president, says advertiser demand for the Super Bowl is already unbelievable, and Disney is aiming to sustain that momentum throughout the year via new partnerships and cross-platform synergy. Meanwhile, YouTube is making a strong play for the future of media, and it's putting creators front and center. In an interview with Adweek, Sean Downey, president of the Americas for Google, outlined YouTube's brandcast pitch. The platform isn't just TV, it's a multi-screen, multi-format hub where creators are the front door to culture and community. YouTube has been the number one streamer for 3 years running, and Shorts, the platform's vertical video format, are watched by billions daily. Downey says that Shorts, in particular, are a powerhouse for both awareness and action, with brands seeing about a 30% lift in conversion when they use YouTube creator partnerships on Shorts. YouTube's expanded suite of creator buying tools includes creator takeovers, channel slates that preview upcoming creator content for brands, and a matchmaking system that pairs advertisers with creators at scale. This means brands can now directly buy into creator content, gaining premium positions and tapping into trusted communities. Downey pushes back against the idea that brands have to choose between branding and performance, arguing that YouTube delivers both, double the long-term return on ad spend compared to TV and other platforms, thanks to AI-powered tools and robust measurement via both first and third-party data. While podcasting isn't the headline at Brandcast, YouTube is quietly becoming the top platform for podcast hours, with creators like Alex Cooper and Kareem of The Future of the Talk Show, fame, taking the stage. Downey sums it up: the future of brand is trust, and YouTube's creators are uniquely positioned to deliver authentic, community-based connections that drive both credibility and sales. That wraps up today's deep dive into the evolving landscape of media and advertising. It's clear that both Disney and YouTube are betting big on live events and authentic creator partnerships as the keys to capturing attention and ad dollars in an increasingly fragmented world. As marketers, the challenge and the opportunity is to find ways to thread your brand into these cultural moments and trusted communities. Thanks for listening to The Brief by Kuro House. Stay sharp, and we'll see you tomorrow.